All right. Welcome in to A Dash of DFS, episode number 2. This is a Toilets to Titles production. Welcome in to the first week of the NFL season. We are here this evening getting you ready. We're going right into kickoff, right until that ball leaves whoever's foot to start that game. We are coming with you live, and tonight we're going to be talking DFS, and we'll be doing that every Thursday, same time. You can find us with me this evening. I'm going to start off with my dude to my left, or to my right, depending on how you're watching. It's Mike, the Dirty Jobs guy at Dirty Jobs 21. Mike, what's happening?
Not much, man. Just excited. We're about 20 minutes away, boys, from kickoff, the opening kickoff of the season, the moment we've been waiting for, the have we got everything put together right? And just in time, we have that just last minute injury to throw it all into a wrench into everything. So you got to love that too, because that's fantasy, boys.
Yes. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But below me right now, our guy, he's going to be a guest every week this evening. That's Joe Arachi from Two Tickets to Fantasy. Joe, how are we doing this evening, my guy? You're muted, my friend.
You know, it's amazing. I did that freaking last week, too, to start. But cheers. Ready to go. Echo what? It's already been said, 20 minutes. Let's do this. The Gus Edwards thing was hilarious today, a couple hours ago. From a preparation perspective, I've rechecked my teams like 8 times, even though I already know they're set. It's just that, you know, yeah. It's the excitement.
I probably set my lineups Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's the OCD in me. It's like I'm panicking that I missed something. But I got a lot of Tyson Williams. And I guess we'll talk about that. That's more of like a regular fantasy thing. That's really not going to – I mean, it's going to affect the DFS lineups this week, so I guess it is important. But it's really a guessing game right now. I was talking to a buddy of mine, Nick Rice, earlier today, and I was telling him to pick up Ty Johnson for the Jets. And right now it's guessing season until we see something. Right now it's all educated guesses. And it's we want to be equal parts lucky and equal parts good.
You know, I heard our own Andrew Campy was going to go run for the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, like I've heard even that they're going to grab him.
I think that's where he is right now. Andrew Campy might be suiting up, hitting an airplane, heading right to Baltimore. But everybody, how you can find us, all right? We're on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Podbean. We have 2 Facebook groups, Toilets to Titles and When a Family Breaks. And we are also on Spotify. Please, however you're listening, subscribe to us on YouTube. Hit the like button on this episode. Throw us some comments. And if you could, if you have Apple Podcasts, throw us a 5-star review. That would greatly help us out. And also check out toiletstotitles.com. We got all sorts of articles in there. Eric Arfston actually just wrote an article right now talking about the whole running back situation in Baltimore. So you need to go check that out. We got our dudes and duds. You know, Alex wrote a start sit article. So we got tons of stuff on there. That's toiletstotitles.com. So guys, start this thing off, Joe. You're going to let everybody know who are the Thursday night football players that they should be putting in their lineups this evening.
Yeah, you got the single game DraftKings FanDuel where, you know, just as a quick refresher, you get the captain spot that scores either a, you know, 1.5 factor on DraftKings. The salary is also impacted FanDuel. It's not for that spot, but, you know, that's where the differentiation is. You know, my single game lineup tonight, FanDuel, we are going with Tom Brady in that title spot, in that captain spot. I just think that he's got this group locked in and ready to go. And if there's anybody, you don't have to worry about a lack of motivation after winning a Super Bowl. I think it's TB12. CeeDee Lamb, my favorite Cowboy receiver fantasy-wise for the year. I'm going to start it off with him, hoping that he hits fire early. Antonio Brown, PPR, got to remember Antonio Brown should be good for a bunch of targets. And then I'm going to go with both running backs, Fournette and Ezekiel Elliott, hoping that they both get in the end zone. And that rounds it out.
All right. Well, so some guys that I'm thinking that you should be putting in your lineups, I'm not talking about just Thursday. I'm talking about Thursday night guys that should be in your week-long lineups. One of them is Antonio Brown. You heard me say it last week. Get Antonio Brown in your lineups. He is going to eat tonight. He's going to start off your week well. And Mike kind of said this last week. What's better than having a monster Thursday night? Like when you have a week-long lineup, but you got a guy who just absolutely cooked. That's a great way to set up your week. And Antonio Brown's going to do that. Then you can roll into Friday and Saturday just feeling like hot stuff because you got a lot of points. Mike, are there any players that you're for sure starting tonight?
You know, Antonio Brown was definitely one of them. Another guy is Ronald Jones, man. I think he's going to have himself a good night. I think we could see him go about 90 yards with a touchdown pretty easily. So I'm getting him in all my lineups that I can. And he's cheap, and I feel like he might have, you know, it's Thursday night, so you to get anything less than a 33% ownership percentage, you're winning, and not winning, but you know what I mean. You edge your ways to win better. And so I feel like he might be about a 33% guy. I feel like he might be the 33 to 37% guy that can actually give you that competitive edge to get on top of some lineups and cash in.
Man, I hope Ronald Jones doesn't have a good night, because I am a Cowboys fan, as you can tell by my Dak Prescott jersey. I want to see us stop the run. But everybody, I do want to let everybody know, like I said, subscribe to our channel. This season, all season, we're going to have live episodes for you basically every night. So Tuesday nights, Toilets of Titles, 8:30 p.m. Joe Knows goes live Wednesdays at 9 p.m. He's reviewing last week's games. Then our betting show is Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. That's Dollar to Deuces. We're here every Thursday night around 7:45 to kick off a dash of DFS. Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. is Down Under Dynasty. Sunday morning at 8 a.m. is Sunday Cup of Joe, where he's going to recap the college football games. And then he's also going to get you prepared for that day's games. And then Mike right here, Dirty Jobs, Sunday at 10 a.m. up until kickoff, is going to be there with the Blitz. And that's a call-in show. So everybody, go follow us on YouTube. Get ready. Tune in live. Interact with us. Ask us all your fantasy questions, because that is what we are here for. And also, if you can, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/toiletstitles. Tier one is $3 a month. It gets you into our group chat. It's 24/7 fantasy advice. That's what it is. Tier two gets you that for $5. It also gets you early access to our waiver wire episodes that are actually Patreon exclusive. They come out Monday night, all right? Right after the Monday night football game, you're going to get that episode, get you into Frankenstein next year. Tier three is $10 a month. It gets you all that, and it also gets you one-on-one roster analysis from anybody on the team. But the Frankenstein entry you get from that is actually free. So tier three gets you free Frankenstein. All right, Mike. You're going to talk about You Shall Not Pass. That's this segment. It's quarterbacks that you are fading this week. So who are the quarterbacks you are fading and why? Mike, I think you were muted, my friend. Well, you can tell this is episode one. This is episode one. I'm the only one not getting demerits right now because I haven't done that yet. You're still muted, kid. You gotta unmute that thing.
Oh, man. And I even dropped it. You know what I'm saying? We double dipped right there, but there we go.
All right, go ahead.
Yes. So we're putting these guys on the bench this weekend. I don't feel like Justin Herbert versus the Washington football team is a very good start. I think he's going to get shut down pretty handily. I think that Washington football team defense is going to be real deal Holyfield this year. I think the other two quarterbacks that I'm fading is kind of one quarterback, one in the same as Daniel Jones and Teddy Bridgewater. I don't think there's going to be any fantasy success coming out of that game. In fact, I have it slated to be about -4 to 0. I think the refs are going to actually start taking points away from these teams because they're both so bad and they both can't play each other. And I'm the number one Broncos fan. I wish it was something better than that, but I just, ugh.
Is Bradley Chubb going to play?
I'm a Giants fan, and I can't disagree.
Yeah. Well, is he playing?
Bradley Chubb looked like he was going to suit up. Yeah, everything was indicating that he was going to play. I do believe he is a game-time decision, though.
All right, good, because last week on the lineup I set for this week, I had Denver's defense, and that's very important. Jaden Mercado is in the chat. He's asking Ronald Jones or Brandon Cooks to start for flex. I'm going with Ronald Jones for floor. I got the higher floor there. I think Cooks might have a higher ceiling, but I don't really know what the quarterback situation is going to look like with Tyrod Taylor, and I at least know what the Cowboys rushing defense is expected to be and what Ronald Jones. I've heard nothing but good things about him this offseason. So I'm going to go safe week one, especially in the flex. Swing for the fences in your starts and your flex. But you know what? If you are starting Ronald Jones, I'd probably start him at running back. I wouldn't start him at flex. So
you don't start your flex on Thursday.
Yeah, man. Put him just a little tip there. All right, guys, quickly before we move on to the rest of this stuff, you know, Gus Edwards went down with a torn ACL. Okay. He was probably going to be a very chalk play week one. So I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of people out there playing DFS that are going to have to remove him and put somebody in. Is there a running back on the roster that you would put in there, or are you going elsewhere? Mike, you go first, man.
You know, that's one backfield I've never really had a lot of faith in the first place. So I wasn't even that high on Gus Edwards. Although, I mean, you know, they're going to get those touchdowns. They're going to get that minor bit of productivity, but I feel like the more and more of these running backs that drop out, the more and more confident I am that they're going to have to throw the ball and win this offense on Lamar's legs, if they're going to use any legs at all. So I'm fading that game as far as that goes. I think you can find like Ronald Jones, if you're playing the Thursday to Sunday slate or Thursday to Monday slate, I mean, he would be a really, really good fit in there, right? Because he's about that same price. Another one I think would be Jamal Williams, possibly. I know we've got DeAndre Swift coming back this weekend, or it's looking like he's coming back, but I don't think he's going to be in a full-on capacity. I think we see a lot of Jamal Williams. I think they're going to have to pass the ball a lot. I think Goff likes hitting that guy on the check down. So I think we're going to see a lot of him. I feel like that I would rather have him put in there.
What about you, Joe?
Yeah, the Baltimore running situation is always infatuating because they love to run. But now with Lamar Jackson, even when their running backs are playing well, it's hard for them to get in that combo of yards and a touchdown because Lamar gets so many of those carries and even some red zone carries too. I think this week with the Raider matchup, would I give Tyson Williams a shot this week? Yes, I think I would. For the price, you can fit him in. That's a cheap play. I don't expect the Raider run defense to be very good on Monday night. But I think, to Mike's point, a go-forward basis long-term, I think the Ravens are one of those teams that at this point, now, I mean, Dobbins and now Edwards, you're just going to stay away from that as a rule as the season progresses.
All right, and I'm just picking up in regular fantasy. I'm picking up Tyson Williams. Just in case.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He was undrafted. Gus Edwards was undrafted. Harbaugh likes him. I'm not worried about all these other guys that they're bringing in. I think this guy's got an edge. You know, I think, you know, this like play like a Raven, right? This dude's undrafted. He's gritty. He's tough. And I think that kind of, you know, personifies that play like a Raven thing. And I'm looking to see, you know, this guy come out of nowhere, step up. And I think they're going to feed off that and the rest of the team will. And I think Harbaugh will like that. So make sure you pick him up. Joseph Clark wants to know, are you starting Ronald Jones III or Saquon this week? Jason Garrett came out and said that Saquon's fully healthy. But this question, Joe, depends on the rest of your roster. If you have a high floor roster, you know, I might swing for the fences with Saquon. Like, why not, man? If I got him on my roster, I'm playing him. But, I mean, if I have a guy like Calvin Ridley, Aaron Rodgers, Cooper Kupp, like guys that are big volume guys, I might go safe with Ronald Jones. So it really kind of depends. But week one, if I'm feeling froggy, I'm going Saquon. Do you guys agree, disagree? Joe, you're the Giants fan, so what do you think?
Barkley long-term is going to, I think, going to be back to normal as long as he can keep that leg healthy. Week one, they haven't committed to a full workload. They say he's fully healthy, but they haven't committed to a full workload for him. That's a tough spot, though, with those two guys because the salary from a DFS perspective is so different between Jones and Barkley. So to your point, you're going to have to do some finagling if those are the two you're going between. So it's almost like Barkley and who versus Jones and who. You almost got to dig a little deeper in the analysis to kind of figure out which one's the right play based on the rest of your lineup there.
Yeah, man. And then the Giants have the Washington football team next Thursday, so maybe there's a thought in their heads that maybe we should kind of let them rest for the first 2 weeks and let them loose in week three because that's a tough matchup. All right, non-quarterback fades of the week. These are guys that I'm fading. Austin Eckler versus the Washington football team. Even before he sat out the last 2 days of practice with the hamstring, I was fading him because I think this Washington football team defense is no joke. And now he's got a little bit of a hammy. I'm not touching him. All right. Everybody's going to be expecting high volume from this guy, but I'm not. I'm not touching Austin Eckler. I'm fading him. Kenny Golladay versus Denver. He's a guy that I think Patrick Surtain is going to be shadowing him. And they match up very well, like size wise, fundamentally, athletically. I think Patrick Surtain is going to shut Kenny Golladay down. The only saving grace for him is if the game gets out of hand, if Denver's offense can, you know, Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, if they can get moving and they can go up like two touchdowns, you know, then we're going to see some garbage points from Kenny Golladay. But other than that, I don't see it. Allen Robinson versus the LA Rams, I'm fading him. He's going to see a lot of Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey usually doesn't shadow, but I'm expecting about 4 receptions for 55 yards from Allen Robinson this week. So not terrible, but you know, not worth the price he's going to cost you. And then finally, TJ Hockenson versus San Francisco. The reason I'm fading him this week is because San Francisco is a team that they know that Hockenson is the number one threat in Detroit. They also have George Kittle. They also spend a lot of time covering George Kittle in practice, playing with George Kittle in practice, all right? And TJ Hockenson is like mini George Kittle. So I just think they're probably the most prepared to suit up and line up against Hockenson. And I just imagine they shut him down this week. So, all right, everybody, now I want to see who are the guys that you are willing to pay up for this week, those big money players that you're putting in your lineup and you're trying to find a way. Joe, I'm going to start with you.
So, you know, I'm the quarterback wide receiver stack combo. I think I'm riding with Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. I know the Saints are a good defense, but that game's in Jacksonville now. It's a new season. Those guys, I think, are going to have a great day combined. I also wouldn't argue with anybody who wanted to go Mahomes and Tyreek Hill also. But, you know, for real quick, running backs that, you know, they're certainly not sleepers, but in the middle of the pack salary-wise, going back to that Washington game we've been talking about, I love Antonio Gibson this week. The red zone carries. I think I saw a quote from one of the coaches that said they wanted to start utilizing him more in the passing game too, despite having McKissick there. So love Gibson. And then we've talked about it before, James Robinson, Jacksonville. You know, he's the incumbent there because of the Indian injury. Also, we talked about playing really bad teams. They are playing a Houston team who I'm pretty sure isn't too interested in run defense. So no. Go loving James Robinson there.
All right, excellent, excellent. All right, some guys that I'm paying up for this week. I'm paying up for Lamar Jackson. All right, he is going – I know, like, he's just going to have to do it all. He is going to have to do everything. It's $7,700 on DraftKings, and I expect him – he's going to get it done. He's going to score points. I'm willing to pay that. Kyle Pitts versus Philadelphia. That Philadelphia secondary is atrocious. Okay, Darius Slay is going to have to focus on Calvin Ridley. That's going to free up Pitts. This game, there's going to be a lot of points because it's two defenses that stink. The Eagles' defense stink. The Falcons' defense stinks. This is a freebie. I think Pitts is like the eighth or ninth tight end, you know, in DraftKings. So sign me up. Yeah, and he's not going to be cheap after this. All right, like, you know, I don't think he's going to be phenomenal all year, you know, but I think this is a big week for him, and after this, his price is going to go up. Justin Jefferson at Cincinnati. Jamar Chase is on the other side, all right? Regardless of what's going on with Jamar Chase, I think Justin Jefferson kind of was in his shadow a lot at LSU, all right? And I think that Justin Jefferson is going to be ready to play. I think they're going to have a monster performance against Cincinnati, and he's going to quiet all the people talking about the other LSU wide receivers and put the focus on himself. And finally, Stephon Diggs versus Pittsburgh. I am paying up for this guy. Him and Josh Allen are on fire, high points. I expect him to score a lot this week. So, Mike, who are the guys you are paying up for this week?
You know, it's funny because me and Joe have a lot of the same guys, and I'm just realizing it. But that Rodgers-Adams stack is just too tasty to ignore. You know, I feel like that's going to be the one. When Rodgers sits there and writes checks with his mouth, he usually cashes them. And I have a feeling he's going to come out of the gates with a fury. And another guy that I really liked this week was Calvin Ridley. I mean, he's going to have that whole offense basically to himself. Russell Gage is another guy that's probably worth grabbing out there because I think that they're going to see a lot of high passing volume just because they'll be able to. They're not really facing much of a defense this weekend. And then the guy who always costs so damn much, but I feel like this week he might be worth it, C-Mac. It's 10-2 for him on DraftKings, or I'm sorry, on FanDuel. And so I feel like if you're going to pay up for that, you definitely have to build around him. But I think he's going to be worth it. I think he comes out the first few weeks and does what C-Mac does, and that's just score you a ton of points.
All right, so a lot of Rodgers.
Real quick on that.
Go ahead, Joe.
Real quick on that Atlanta-Philly game, whether it's paying up, trying to get a sleeper, you said it. That could be the highest scoring game of the week, and you've got a lot of viable wide receivers. Jalen Hurts, if you don't want to pay up for a quarterback, and I do pay up for a quarterback most weeks, Jalen Hurts is middle of the pack salary. I'm not sold on him all year long, but that game's a cash cow fantasy wise on Sunday.
All right, Joe, let's give the listeners some diamonds in the rough, some low ownership plays that they could slot in that are probably a lot cheaper than, so if they're starting a lot of these guys that we're paying up for, who's some guys that they could slot in those lineups to help kind of fill them in?
So the Saints, they're a mess offensively. I don't love them right now, probably, you know, while Michael Thomas is out fantasy-wise. However, our Marquez Callaway is there. They had him slotted at tight end. Now he's their number one wide receiver for the time being. So, you know, Green Bay's going to score some points. There's going to be pressure on New Orleans to throw. I love that it's Jameis Winston there because I do at least think he keeps them fantasy relevant because of the way that he airs it out and isn't afraid to. Callaway under 5,000 on both sites, I'm pretty sure. So he's one that if I need to, you know, if I'm trying to fit in CMC like we were just talking about, you might have to go someone like Callaway. And to stay real quick on wide receivers, Corey Davis, you know, for the Jets. And the Jets are, you know, have been a joke up to this point. We know that. But Davis had a great year last year. I'm not sold on the Carolina defense by any means. I think Corey Davis is going to get a lot of targets this week. And I don't remember how to pronounce his first name and his last name either, but
LaVisca Chenault, Jr.
And he's a junior, you know, I feel like he's one of those guys who may really bust out this year just on his pure athleticism and talent and the fact that now he's got a quarterback throwing to him.
Hell yeah. All right, guys, let's wrap this thing up talking about the lineups we are playing. So, Mike, the floor is yours. What lineup are you playing this week?
Well, the one that I'm most excited about is my FanDuel one. I got Rodgers, Mostert, Damian Harris, Davante Adams. I was able to get Davis and Ridley and Firkser and Mixon as well. That's Corey Davis, by the way. Corey Davis, Calvin Ridley, Anthony Firkser. I feel like Firkser has himself a pretty good weekend. And then I got the Pats D. I feel like that's all the parts that Bill put together was that Pats D. And I really think we're going to see something this week. I feel like I was talking with a guy on Twitter. I called him Nuclear Bill. We're going to see Bill come out. It's going to be 200 degrees up there anyways, but he's going to be coming out there. He's going to be full hoodie. You're not even going to be able to see his face because the hood's going to be dark. You're going to just see two little red eyes sitting there on the sideline. So I got the Pats D everywhere I can. My DraftKings lineup is also Rodgers, but I also was able to get Chubb, Mixon. I was able to get Adams on that lineup. Gage, Mecole Hardman, who I think, you know, why not with the Chiefs. And then I got Zach Ertz, and I just saw my homie there, Rich, said Ertz is sneaky good. I feel like Ertz is one of the top three tight ends when he's healthy, and he's admits that he was off the past couple of years. Here we go. I think Ertz comes back, and Jalen is going to love to throw to his tight end, especially in a tight end that is that high a caliber. So, and then I got then Marquez Callaway because I think he's a good value play. And then again, the Pats D.
Right on. All right. The lineup I'm playing, I play DraftKings only. You heard that earlier in the first episode we recorded. It's my comfort zone. And I stay in my comfort zone. All right. So on DraftKings, my lineup, starting Lamar Jackson versus the Raiders at 7,700. I said I would pay up for him. Guess what? I'm sticking true to my word. That's called integrity. Coach Sheps has integrity. All right, Lamar Jackson, 7,700. Raheem Mostert at Detroit, 5,800. Ty Johnson, I'm gambling with the Jet. All right, I've been hearing he's number one on the depth chart. Let's see. All right, let's see if he can be like the Raheem Mostert East. Okay, so I'm starting Mostert and Mostert East. Ty Johnson at Carolina, 4,400. Stephon Diggs versus Pittsburgh, another dude I said I'd pay up for, 7,600. Antonio Brown versus Dallas, another dude I said I'm starting, 5,800. CD Lamb's going to put on a show tonight as well at Tampa Bay, 5,700. Kyle Pitts versus Philadelphia, 4,400. Cooper Kupp of volume. He's like Pac-Man, bro. He's just gobbling up receptions. Goff is going to be chucking 50 times a game this year. Cooper Kupp is going to have a top 10 PPR season. Put it on the board. It's happening. He's at 5,500. And finally, the Dolphins at the New England Patriots. So you're starting the Patriots defense, Mike. I'm starting the opposite. I'm starting the Dolphins. I think that's going to be a low-scoring game. I think it's going to be a little bit of a shootout. We got a little Flores is a member of the Bill Belichick coaching tree. He's a defensive-minded guy. I think it's going to be gritty. It's going to be tough. And the Dolphins defense is no joke. So we're going to see a slugfest, all right, down, or rather up there in Gillette, week one. So they're at 2,200. So that's the lineup I'm playing. And Joe, what are the lineups you're playing, my man?
I'll stick with my FanDuel. I have the Rodgers-Adams stack going in DraftKings. We already talked about that. So FanDuel, Josh Allen. I know it's a Pittsburgh defense. I don't care. It's Josh Allen, that Buffalo offense. I'm sold on them for the year. Dalvin Cook and Mostert, my first two running backs. Dalvin Cook, self-explanatory. I love Mostert in San Francisco. I think, you know, he's a big play guy. He doesn't need a lot of touches to score you points. Then I'm stacking Allen with Diggs for all the reasons we already talked about. Ridley. Calvin Ridley, that game's going into the 50s or 60s overall. Callaway for the Saints, need to get the cheap play in there. Jonnu Smith at tight end for the Pats, the only real, I think, you know, fantasy value target for them right now. James Robinson, as we talked about, in the flex for Jacksonville at a Houston team who doesn't want to play any run defense. And then I'm with Dirty Jobs here. That Pats defense is going to smother Tua, in my opinion. We got a very angry Bill Belichick, I think, going into week one.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, that wraps it up for a dash of DFS. We are in. We are out. We're getting ready. You're ready for kickoff. We're getting you ready to win some money this week. So stay with us. Subscribe to the channel. Throw us some comments. Throw us some likes. And tune in live to all of our shows. We have 8 shows in season at Toilets and Titles. And you heard me talk about them earlier in the show. So I don't need to mention them. all over again. But please also check out our Patreon, patreon.com/toilettitles. If you want all the perks, you want in the group chat, you want the waiver wire episodes, all that good stuff. We're going to fill you up so you can go dominate those fantasy leagues. Check out toilettitles.com. We got articles left and right, how to set your lineups, dudes and duds, starts and sits, you know, breaking news on the injuries. We're telling you how to react to them. Follow me on the Twitter at Coach Sheps. The show is at Toilets and Titles. Mike Dirty Jobs is at Dirty Jobs 21. And Joe Arachi is at Drop the Leash JC. And Two Tickets to Fantasy is at Two Ticks with an X to Fantasy. And I'm throwing that X up for Dez so the Cowboys can go and win tonight. Go Cowboys. Have a good night. Good luck this week. Make sure to reach out to us and tune in next week. Take care.